This is Out and About on Peoria Public Radio. I'm Nathan Irwin.
And I'm Jen Gordon from Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Today we're speaking with Dr. Andrew Morgan, founder and director of the Penguin Project. He's here to tell us more about their upcoming production, Mary Poppins Jr., happening this weekend at East Light Theater. Andrew, welcome back to Out and About.
Thank you. It's so nice to be back again.
Now, the Penguin Project is celebrating its 14th anniversary. That's so hard to believe. Tell us a little bit about where the program's at right now and your family of penguins.
Well, we've been at this for 14 years. So we've had cast for that many years, young people who started out as young children who are now young adults, some of whom are still with the program, some of whom have graduated. We have our original Annie is now a mom. Our original cast is still around, but they're all, instead of being 10 to 21, they're now in their 20s and 30s. And we see them back, which is wonderful. They come back, we see them. It's great to see how well they've all done.
One of the signature elements of the Penguin Project is not just that you work with performers who have different kinds of disabilities, but you also pair them with peer mentors. And I'm just curious, as you've gone through this multiple times over the past 14 years, are there things that you have learned, and are there things about your model that you have tweaked based on, you know, based on previous experience?
Personally, within our program, we've not tweaked a little bit, except we do provide the mentors with a little bit more support, a little bit more guidance. We are a little bit more familiar with issues that might come up behaviorally and know how to handle them much better than we did 14 years ago. I think that the most exciting thing about the mentors is that a lot of them have gone on to careers within the special needs field, special education teachers, therapists. What's also really special is that backstage in this production, it's almost exclusively young people who have graduated from our program. So in other words, these are young adults, individuals who are now in their mid-late 20s who have just decided they want to come back. And it's both artists and mentors. So when I go backstage now, it's not just I see the newer kids, but I see all those kids that have been with us for years. And it's a wonderful thing to see the way our family has extended, grown, and continued.
And tell us about this year's production of Mary Poppins Jr. How did you decide on the show, and how has the cast responded to the story?
Well, the decision was easy. We always wait until the last minute to see what's available. We always want to do a junior-type show because it really fits our model much better. And so I held out and waited and learned, because we have good friends at Music Theater International, that Mary Poppins Jr. was in the works. We actually got it before it became officially available, although obviously we couldn't do anything about it. But it's great because we'll probably be one of the first companies in the country to do Mary Poppins Jr. You can imagine how the kids responded. They think it's just great. They love it. They know it. They know all the songs, and the songs are pretty much the same as you'd expect from the movie. The only big difference, for those of people who have not seen the Broadway show, is that it's a bit darker, and it's much more like the book. In the book, Jane and Mike, Mr. Banks' old nanny comes back, and she's a very dark character. Well, she's in this show. It's Miss Andrews. And so that's a little something that's put into this differently, but it really adds a little bit more drama to the show. The kids know the songs. They know them because they grew up with the movie, and all the movie songs are still in this production. So anybody that comes to see the show is going to see those familiar songs and familiar dances. The choreography is terrific. It's extensive. It's pretty exciting. We're doing a lot of the Broadway choreography for Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, where we spell out the letters. What we've learned, my wife Kathy and I seem to not be able to move our hands very well when we're doing hand motions, but the kids do great. Didn't take them very long at all to learn the whole spelling of Supercal. We're still struggling all the time with it, but the kids have got it down. It's really wonderful to see how well they can adapt to this.
And again, because you've been at this now for 14 years, you've had the opportunity over the course of productions to watch performers grow from smaller roles to medium-sized roles to principal roles. And I take it that's the case with this production as well?
Absolutely. In this production, the two primary leads, Bert and Mary Poppins, have been minor leads before, but they've not been at the very top. This is their first time. A lot of the other leads are there for the very first time. They've never been in a production before, or at least they've had something very small. So it's really great to see these people stepping up to the plate. And what I love about this even more is that these kids are so amazingly talented and have such good instincts that they grow into their roles and they change with their roles and they provide suggestions and options, which I'm perfectly happy as a director to listen to. Doesn't mean I'm always going to do what they say, but they've come up with some really good ideas. And over this last week, they all have really grown into their roles. It's everybody. Everyone has really stepped up to the plate. And since we got past all of our technical production aspects, they have just really blossomed. And these last couple of nights have been great. And we're peaking. That's what's wonderful about it. We're not stale. They're just getting better and better and better and better. And I think that every night they're going to continue to get better.
Now, this has been an extraordinary year for the Penguin Project, notably because you received a very, very special national award. Can you tell us about that?
Well, we won, and I always forget that I always have a hard time with a name. It's a National Arts and Humanities Youth Program Award. And it is the highest award that's given to after-school programs for children related to the arts and humanities. We were one of 12 programs selected. A tremendous honor. I took one of our artists to Washington, D.C. with me to accept the award. It actually was the young lady who played the lead last year, Olivia Johnson. And we went to Washington. We were there in the nation's capital and met with the other programs and accepted the award. It was just a wonderful thing, and it's a tremendous honor. We're really humbled and gratified to have received the award, and we think it reflects a lot of hard work on the part of a lot of people.
And this was out of over 350 submissions, I think, of people who applied for the honor. So really just absolutely phenomenal that Penguin Project was selected for this, and we're so proud that you represented Peoria in that way.
It's great. I mean, we love the fact that we represent Peoria and that we represent this program. This is our home. This is our base. I think part of our submission was that we're not just a local program anymore. We have replicated now in 25 communities in 15 states around the country. We're continuing to grow every year, adding 6 to 10 programs every year. It hasn't exploded yet, thank goodness for me, but I expect that that's on the horizon. We really want to see this program go everywhere. My wife likes to say that she thinks of us as the Special Olympics for theater. Mm. And that's what we want to be. We want to really have this concept spread all over the place because we are very much aware of how incredibly therapeutic the program is for the children, for their families, for everyone involved. And we have done research and we have done surveys to document the extent of the changes that parents have seen in their children and that the kids have seen in themselves. And it really is dramatic to see how much change has occurred, not just in terms of the actual data that we have, but also personally and subjectively, when you see what these kids used to be like and what they're like now. There are some of the kids that are going to be on stage tonight that a year ago, I never would have dreamed they would be able to do as well as they're doing. They had a hard time adjusting to the program, but it usually just takes about a year, and we see these kids really flourish. And then as the years go by, they become even better. And that's where a lot of our leads come from. They're kids who started out just being in the chorus and sometimes really having a hard time. But over time, they get better and better and more accustomed to what they're doing. And you're going to see that tonight. You're going to see a lot of young people who are in a role, maybe not a big role, but a role for the very first time. And I think everybody is going to be amazed at the quality of what these kids are able to do.
Over the years, the Penguin Project has expanded, and you now have roughly 24 other companies employing your model to do their own productions. And I'm just curious, 10 years ago, 12 years ago, when you first started out, did you have any idea that your program was going to become a model and that it would have spread as widely as it has? Or was this a complete surprise to you?
This was a total surprise, unexpected. When we started, we expected to have a program here and for it to be wonderful and exciting, to be able to show people what kids with special needs can do. And interestingly, I think it must have been the second or third year, some of the parents came up to me and said, you know, it's just a real shame that the only place that this program exists is in Peoria and that it's just our children that have a chance to benefit from the theater experience. And I said, well, I guess we can maybe look at a model to replicate. And we started slowly. Some people came to visit us and they said, oh, we like this. Can we do this? And we said, sure. And a couple programs in Illinois grabbed a hold of it. And then all of a sudden, the word spread. We got a couple of places outside of the state and the word spread a little bit more. And the truth is, I never dreamed that we would be today where we are. This started out as a ma-and-pa operation, just my family and our friends, and now it has gotten so big that it's become an actual entity and a business where we really have to be very careful about what we do. We've got to get insurance and have other kinds of policies in place because we're now involving so many children and families. I think the number last year was over 2,000 children were involved in the program. So you're talking 2,000 children and 4,000 parents, and keep on going in terms of how many family members and relatives are involved, and it's been wonderful.
There may be some people listening that don't realize that you've also had a very distinguished career as a physician working with this population as well. Can you talk through a little bit about what you've seen through the course of the Penguin Project and using the theater arts and the creative arts as a means of therapy? Do you see progress that you otherwise wouldn't have seen through traditional medicine?
I don't think there's any question about it. I think this is the most therapeutic activity I've ever seen in my 35 plus years of being a physician working with special needs children. I mean, I can tell you, I have several of the kids in the cast who are my personal patients that I've taken care of over the years, but I've also gotten to know lots of these kids over time just because we spend so much time with them. I can honestly say that there's nothing more therapeutic that I've ever encountered that makes such significant, profound, and permanent change in the way kids are able to do things. I think it shows how theater arts can be transformative. You know, we talk a lot about life-changing and that sort of hyperbole. This is absolutely true. This changes people's lives. It changes the kids. It changes the mentors. It changes their parents. It really is a transformative program, and it's so exciting to see that happen.
And I'm just curious, do you see changes not just in the performers but also in the peer mentors? I mean, how are their lives changed or transformed as a result of this experience?
There's no question that peer mentors gain just as much from this experience. They learn about being a partner. They learn about helping someone. And more importantly, or most importantly, they learn that individuals with special needs who are different from them are not so different from them. They're kids just like any other kids. They've got the same hopes and dreams. They got the same excitement. They want to do the same things. And I think that truthfully, although we see a lot of change in the artists, we see just as much change in the mentors. One of my favorite quotes is from a mentor from DeKalb, Illinois, a young lady who was 12 years old at the time. And she said, on tape, because they did one of those things where you go around with a camera and you say, hi, mom, and all sort of stuff. And what she said was, I knew when I heard about this Penguin Project that people's lives are going to be changed. I didn't know that that life would be mine. 12 years old.
Dr. Andrew Morgan joined us to talk about Mary Poppins Jr. It's the latest production by the Penguin Project. Performances are tonight, tomorrow night, and Sunday at East Light Theater at East Peoria High School. Thank you very much for being with us today.
Always my pleasure.
The Contemporary Arts Center invites you to come to attend an opening reception this Saturday night at 6:30 p.m. for The Shape of Air, an exciting new exhibit featuring the liberating work of Chicago Sculpture International members Celia Greiner, Donna Hapek, Robert J. Krawczyk, Yvette Kayser-Smith, Fisher Stoltz, and Jackie Willis, artists who value the space between and the void within to define structure. The exhibit runs through February 16th in the Preston Jackson Gallery.
And the Peoria Symphony Orchestra is presenting a special performance by the string trio Time for Three. They're known for their high-energy performances, which blend classical repertoire, pop, and their own arrangements and mashups. That concert is Sunday afternoon at 3 in the Peoria Civic Center Theater.
Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers.
You can learn more about Peoria Public Radio at our website, peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin, and this is Out and About.